Having left the supper room where he had just instituted the Blessed Eucharist, Jesus went out with the disciples, crossed the brook Cedron, and as was his wont, ascended the Mount of Olives. They entered a garden called Gethsemane. Jesus said to the disciples, "Sit you here while I go yonder and pray." And taking with him Peter, James, and John, he began to be fearful and sad. Then he said to the three apostles, "My soul is sorrowful even unto death. Stay you here and watch with me." He then went on a little further, and falling flat on the ground, prayed, "My Father, if it be possible, let this chalice pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt." Then he returned to his disciples and, finding them asleep from sorrow, said to Peter, "Simon, sleepest thou? Couldst thou not watch 1 hour with me? Watch ye and pray that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." Listen to my prayer, O God. Do not ignore my cry for help. Please listen and answer me, for I am overwhelmed by my troubles. My enemies shout at me, making loud and wicked threats. They bring trouble on me and angrily hunt me down. My heart pounds in my chest. The terror of death assaults me. Fear and trembling overwhelm me, and I can't stop shaking. Oh, that I had wings like a dove! Then I would fly away and rest. I would fly far away to the quiet of the wilderness. How quickly I would escape far from this wild storm of hatred. Confuse them, Lord, and frustrate their plans, for I see violence and conflict in the city. Its walls are patrolled day and night against invaders, but the real danger is the wickedness within the city. Everything is falling apart. Threats and cheating are rampant in the streets. It is not an enemy who taunts me. I could bear that. It is not my foes who so arrogantly insult me. I could have hidden from them. Instead, it is you, my equal, my companion and close friend. What good fellowship we once enjoyed as we walked together to the house of God. Let death stalk my enemies. Let the grave swallow them alive, for evil makes its home within them. But I will call on God, and the Lord will rescue me. Morning, noon, and night, I cry out in my distress, and the Lord hears my voice. He ransoms me and keeps me safe from the battle waged against me, though many still oppose me. God, who has ruled forever, will hear me and humble them. For my enemies refuse to change their ways. They do not fear God. As for my companion, he betrayed his friends. He broke his promises. His words are as smooth as butter, but in his heart is war. His words are as soothing as lotion, but underneath are daggers. Give your burdens to the Lord, and he will take care of you. He will not permit the godly to slip and fall. But you, O God, will send the wicked down to the pit of destruction. Murderers and liars will die young, but I am trusting you to save me. Jesus in Gethsemane teaches us how to pray. He goes to a secluded spot to pour out his soul to the Father, thus admonishing us that to pray well, we must banish from our minds the distractions and vanities of this world. He asks the disciples to watch with him, from which we learn how acceptable it is to God to ask others to join their intercessions with ours, and to pray for our intentions. He falls flat upon his face, teaching us by his example the humility of spirit and reverential demeanor of body that should accompany prayer. He prays with earnestness and fervor. His request is made with entire submission to the divine will. He prays not once only, but renews his petition with perseverance. Let us pray. O Divine Master, who in the garden didst vouchsafe to instruct us how to pray, grant that we may ever pray in thy name, and following thy instruction and example, may deserve to be heard by the Father. We unite our prayer with that which thou didst offer when entering upon thy sacred passion. We ask that thou pardon the sorrow we have caused thee by defects and negligences in prayer, that thou bless our good resolutions for the future. We commend to thee also, O Lord, all those who have asked us to pray for them, those whose special intentions we have at heart, and all for whom we are accustomed or bound to pray. Supply all their necessities. Comfort and support them in all their trials and afflictions. Deliver them from all temptations. Make them in this world truly to know, love, and serve thee, and to enjoy thee hereafter in heaven. By thy holy prayer we implore mercy for all those who through ignorance, frailty, or malice outrage thee. Do thou, our mediator with the Father, intercede for all who do not acknowledge thee. May the world be delivered from the power of Satan, and all nations believe in thee and adore thee, and be united to thy holy church. Amen.